remarkable series starting on RTE on Sunday night, and it features underwater cameraman Ken O'Sullivan, a Kerry man who's talking dolphins, wonders of the ocean. Have a listen to this.
The journey began 20 years ago when a lone dolphin showed up on the Clare coast.
From an encounter with a solitary dolphin in Clare to filming enormous pods in the open North Atlantic Ocean, Ken O'Sullivan takes his ocean exploration to new depths. Dolphins, Wonders of the Ocean.
Yeah, there you go. That's Dolphin Wonders of the Ocean, which is coming up on Sunday on RTE. And it tells a 20-year story off our coastline and off the coastline of Clare in particular, following Dusty the Dolphin. Ken's with us on the line. Ken, good morning to you.
Hi, Jerry. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Very good. Listen, you spent a lot of years putting together, I suppose, the expertise, the filming, and the story of this 20-year journey following dolphins and what they tell us about our coastline and, I suppose, what's happening, what has happened and what's happening today.
Yeah, sure. Look, it's come here, we're breaking all the records here now, Jerry. You know, you see BBC saying, oh, we spent 4 years making this. But look, the story starts about 20 years ago. And I have to slightly correct you there. I'm a Clare man, but I'm a bit like Shannon Dolphins now. I move between the two counties. But a lone solitary dolphin showed up off the Clare coast about 20 years ago. And like everybody else, of course, my understanding of dolphins was flipper and, beautiful, intelligent animals that, you know, we could treat as semi-domesticated. But of course, something is very different about their behavior is very different. And so over the course of a few years, I kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, it might be a wonderful subject, but probably we should leave wild animals. But it was a stepping stone for me to go out further into the sea and find huge pods of common dolphins, bottlenose dolphins, and of course the ones I mentioned there, in the Shannon Estuary, there's a pod of 150 to 200 dolphins who move between there and West Kerry quite a lot feeding. And then ultimately I ended up out in the middle of the Atlantic with massive pods, which you can see in the programmes.
Yeah, they really are. They're wonders. They are wonders of the ocean. They're highly intelligent. How much do you learn from them, Ken?
I learned an awful lot just by spending time filming them and searching for them, and then, you know, reading about them, talking to people, and just, you know, observing their behaviour firsthand. So, look, they'll come and they'll ride in the front of the boat for a while, and they're incredible. Anybody that's seen a real dolphin, they're just most beautiful form to them. But they are wild animals, and they live in the natural world, which can be a brutal place. So the idea that they're cute, kind of cute, cuddly, domesticated creatures, you know, is incorrect. And I say to people, look, you wouldn't walk into a field and start petting a bullock, you know, never mind get into the water, which is an alien environment for us. So they're fabulous creatures, and we've learned a lot about them. I hope people will take away a sense of wonder and awe after watching this, because, you know, it's we have tens of thousands of dolphins in our waters in Ireland, but at the same time there are, you know, serious conservation issues that basically threaten the existence of the species.
Noise pollution, overfishing, to name but two.
Climate change, exactly. And, you know, so dolphins are amazingly evolved. We talk about intelligence, but, you know, the eyes are pretty useless to you in the sea once you go below a few meters. So they use their ears and their acoustics to basically navigate and to talk to each other with whistles and clicks. And of course, the problem is if you look at marinetraffic.com, it's a website that shows all the ships. There's 60 or 70,000 container ships or commercial ships at any one time in our seas around the world. And they create huge amounts of noise, which, of course, then the animals can't hear each other and they can't navigate, they can't speak to each other. And that's a big problem. All of which are soluble, by the way. You know, I'm not a doom merchant. All of this stuff is soluble with the will.
But we need to pay attention to it. Yeah. Ken, yes, brilliant stuff. Exactly. Looking forward to watching it on Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Dolphin Wonders of the Ocean. Well done again, and looking forward to watching it.
Thanks a million, Jerry.
Brilliant. Ken O'Sullivan there from Clare, a man with strong Kerry connections in Fianna. He is part of that programme, or the creator of that programme. So check it out. Let us know what you think of it on Monday on the programme.